Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
It is the D.L. Hughley Show, your indictment update. In case you're going to be in Addison, Texas, I should say. I'm going to be there this today, tomorrow, and Sunday. I have two tonight, three tomorrow, and two Sunday. So come check me out if you take a notion. I'm asking a serious question, right? So I believe that the only way forward for particular people of color, particularly for people of color, is progressive.
Yep.
It's a progressive idea.
Of course.
Name me the thing that conservatives have proposed that have helped black people. I'm asking the only way forward, even if you tell me, like, people, oh, you know, Republicans used to be Democrats used to be Republicans. Well, and then at one point, and they were progressive Republicans, then in the end, they switched. But name me the thing that is being proposed. Like, on one side, there are ideas like Bernie Sanders has proposed a 4-day work week. To counter that, the conservatives have proposed expanding the age of Social Security.
Right.
Yep.
And also letting people work younger and younger in more dangerous situations.
Yes.
And they also want to let them marry earlier, right?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
The fact that black women die in childbirth and that poor people die of starvation and sickness is directly attributable. And you look at where that happens the most, it's in the southern region of the United States of America. It happens because they will not expand Medicaid. They will not expand Medicaid because they believe black people get something for free. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at Joe Biden has talked about expanding his student debt forgiveness program. Where are they fighting it at?
Everywhere red.
Yep.
So stop telling me that nobody does anything for you. Stop telling me that. And then tell me the thing right now that they are forwarding that is good for black people. Well, we don't want these gay people being able to indoctrinate our kids. At the rate
or
we
read to them,
56% of Americans. Here's the thing: don't tell me about gay people reading. We don't read. Only 56% of us read at a fifth grade level.
Oh my goodness!
Gay people, the only people probably can read in America. Are you crazy?
Wow!
I don't care who's telling me this story. I just want to know they're saying the words right.
You're so stupid. And FYI, I think it's just as bad if you're out there on a platform and you just simply say, I'm not voting for anyone. I'm not backing anybody.
Good, that's just as bad.
Good. Yeah, that's worse.
It is. It really is.
Arizona's the handmaid's tale. And you know what? Florida will be on May 1st.
I'm telling you, be careful. Have you seen The Handmaid's Tale? Do you understand everything?
Yeah, of course I see it.
It's eerily similar.
They deserve it. Stupid people deserve it.
I don't deserve it.
They deserve it. Stay here.
Well, I would be dressed in gray. I wouldn't be dressed in red. That's for sure.
Yeah, no, yeah. You would be. What do they call you?
Yeah, right. I got nothing for you, honey.
I got a pretty face.
You look cute.
Am I going to get pregnant? No, but I tell you what, then you better get to washing clothes and then see me after.
I mean, then there's that.
All right, come here. We got a song for when your mom and daddy were still together. We have some people get so upset with the things I say, so we're giving them an opportunity to vent with our segment called
F.U.D.L. Hughley.
And we're gonna be bringing the party straight to you with the Hughley House Party on the D.L. Hughley Show. Sometimes people get really upset with the things I say, so we're letting them vent on our segment called
F.U.D.L. Hughley.
So won't you please welcome our F.U.D.L. Hughley correspondent, Little Niecy James.
Hello. This is Niecy James, your F.U.D.L. Hughley correspondent. Today's first comment is in response to a post on D.L. Hughley's Facebook page. Dear Mama 97 says, D.L., I heard you say I was a single person, not a single parent, just because my sad excuse for a baby daddy occasionally takes his kid to the movies or to get pizza and then drops him home with $100 saying, give this to your mama. But that sperm donor is never around to help with homework. Ordering extra cheese is easy, but where is he when it's time to find the binomial coefficients in Pascal's triangle? F*** you, D.L. Hughley. Our next F.U. D.L. Hughley response comes from a D.L. Hughley Show listener. Doc Rock said, D.L., I've been listening to your show for the past week or so, and it sounds like you've been sick. Your throat sounds scratchy, and you've been coughing. I think I heard you say you had bronchitis. While you think you're strong for gutting it out and coming to work, but what you've really done is risk infecting all your coworkers with your nasty germs. Only God knows what you were doing to get sick anyway. Take your selfish, sick self home and stop risking the health of everybody else around you. F*** you, D.O. Hughley. Today's last F you, D.O. Hughley response is from the D.O. Instagram. Stan33 says, D.O., I just don't like you. I listen to your radio show every day, and I don't like you. I watch your comedy again, I don't like you. I see you every time TMZ interviews you at the airport, and I don't like you. When is the next time you're coming to Charlotte so I can buy tickets to see you? Because I can't stand you. F*** you, D.O. Hughley. Well, that's it for this week. This has been Niecy James, your F.U. D.O. Hughley correspondent. And until next week, bye.
Now it's time for What You Need to Know with the one and only Sybil Wilkes.
It's Sybil Wilkes with What You Need to Know. A new poll shows elected leaders are getting high marks from Baltimore City voters for their response to the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. The latest survey found 74% of voters approve of Governor Wes Moore's handling of the March 26th tragedy. 62% of respondents had a favorable view of President Biden's response to the collapse, while Mayor Brandon Scott earned a 61% approval rating. The poll of more than 700 registered voters was conducted from April 3rd through the 7th and has a 3.7% margin of error. Instagram will start to blur photos detected as containing nudity that are sent to teens. Meta says the feature is a step to protect teens from sextortion and other forms of intimate image abuse. The feature will be turned on by default for users under 18, while adults will be encouraged to turn it on as well. A warning screen will be shown when AI technology determines if an image sent in direct message contains nudity and will give the option of whether or not to view it. A message will also be shown that will encourage users to not feel pressured to respond, while also giving options to block the sender and report the chat. Ford is recalling nearly 43,000 small SUVs due to gasoline leaking from the fuel injectors onto hot engine surfaces, making the risk of a fire likely. According to KHOU, the recall remedy does not include repair for the leaks. The recall covers some Bronco Sport SUVs from the 2022 and 23 model years, as well as 2022 model Escape SUVs. In documents, the company says it has no reports of crashes or injuries. To subscribe to my free daily newsletter, please visit SybilWilkes.com. I'm Sybil Wilkes. Be informed, be empowered.
Thank you, Sybil. What Have You Learned is coming up next on the D.L. Hughley Show. That's going to do it for us, ladies and gentlemen. It's the D.L. Hughley Show, your
Indictment Update.
So if you are going to be in Addison, Texas, I'm going to be here. I'm here. I'll be 2 tonight, 3 tomorrow, and 2 Sunday at the Addison Improv. So please come check me out. If you take a notion, next week I am going to be, I'm doing a private gig for the AKAs in Los Angeles. And then I'm in Richmond, Virginia that Saturday. Sunday.
Shout out to the AKAs.
Yeah, no, so they have a public meeting, so I guess
Bunch
of Divine Nine is coming on Thursday.
Oh, okay,
you can come too, Jenna.
Are the Deltas going to be there?
A lot of it's
okay,
Divine Nine.
No, I'm just kidding. I would support.
Yeah.
I support Divine Nine.
Yeah.
All of us.
All right. Well, okay. I don't know what you're talking about right now. I suspect you don't either, but what did you learn today, Darkness?
Shout out to Costco. You remember when I told you about these gold bars they were selling?
Yeah.
They say that they sell about $200 million worth of gold bars every month.
What are they, the Franklin Mint?
I don't know, but I'm going to go get me some of these bars. You want some while I'm over there?
You're not going to get no gold.
$200 million a month?
You're not getting, okay.
I'm going to run over and get
some bars. I wish you would walk.
Okay. Either you want some or you don't.
Okay. Okay.
Do you want some bars or no?
Bring some. Okay. And they better not be the Hershey's Kisses Mr. Goodbye bars.
You're going to open yours up. It's going to be chocolate on the inside.
She's
like
go back
Easter.
With anything. She's going to be behind bars.
Yeah, no,
Willy Wonka.
What?
Skip my man Cheetah. What'd you learn today?
I don't know why we still here, why we ain't hitting the restaurant right now, man. Come on, man. It's time to go eat. Let's go.
Man, come on now. I got to do these two. Well, I got to work, Skip. And then, you know.
You can't tell Skip you got to work.
That was the end of the mind.
Really?
Skip gets he gets his rest. I have to go right from here to work.
Yeah.
Skip gets the rest
of the
world.
Where I get the rest?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
You know. I don't understand what we're talking about right
now. He don't
know.
Do the best you can.
Well, just call with your credit card. I already ordered the lobster thermidor, so just call it. So, if you too tired to go.
He ain't coming, but we are.
Right.
On the next D.L. Hughley Show, the militant man Jamal Kings is going to return to expose racism hidden in our everyday lives. Plus another Special K short bus records banger. Have a great, safe weekend. It's the D.L. Hughley Show. We will definitely see you on the other side. Kyle, my favorite short bus operator. Pull that string. We got to go.
Tout, tout.
It's the D.L. Hughley Show. We will see you on the other side.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.